This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Conservation and climate change could soon get greater consideration in the management of federal lands. The Federal Bureau of Land Management is proposing changes to the current mandate focusing on energy development, grazing, and recreation. If approved, they would give the agency authority to more carefully consider climate change and wildlife habitat when approving projects on BLM land. The public now has 75 days to comment on the proposal. Colorado's Secretary of State has settled a lawsuit around its voter roll maintenance practices. The suit claimed that Colorado was keeping too many ineligible voters on its registration list. That led to artificially high registration rates. The Secretary of State must report more regularly on its maintenance practices as a part of the settlement. The University of Denver's gymnastics team set multiple score and attendance records this season, and now they'll host some of the top gymnasts in the country for regionals starting today. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber visited the practice facilities.
DU's gymnasts train and rehearse every step of their routines in the lead up to regionals. Imagine a room full of handstands, flips, and backflips, and that's just the warm up. In a sport decided by decimal points, it all matters.
Just being here and showing up as your authentic self is something that I really take pride in. I don't take it lightly.
That's grad student Lindsay Brown, whose floor routine is a must-see this weekend. After winning a title and touring with Simone Biles, Brown had to deal with COVID-19 and a string of injuries. But now she's back for her final season.
I was inspired by two black gymnasts before me, and hopefully I'll pass it on to future gymnasts to come.
Rebecca Tauber, Denver.
Come find more at cpr.org.